okay that Kumar has here on Hey Bubba Madala. The Gemara says that Amalir of Kahana Lira Papa Lidach the Amr's priest Bakov Mitzvah Amar Lo Nikali the Avid Mitzvah. Paying back someone is a mitzvah. And what happens if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah? My Amalay Tanina the Medvar Mamurin the mitzvah will pass it. Al mitzvah sesay ki gon shomrim lo asay sukkah and oisalu vin or sukkah makin osachate nafsho. There's a lot of kofin al mitzvahs. Rashi quotes here a pasuk of Priyas Balkov mitzvah, mitzvah of the Fruah Chobo, La Amis Dvorov, Dechsiv Hin Sedek, Shehain Shachot Sedek, Velav Shachot Sedek. So Rashi quotes that it's a mitzvah. Poshup Shad, it's a mitzvah midiraisa, so the Piska Tshuva writes to pay back a chov. And if a guy takes a shrua that he doesn't want to pay back, it's a bittul mitzvah and he's still got to pay the person back. The Mabit claims that it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan, but the Pashas is a mitzvah min atayr. And they say from Reb Chaim asked the Kasha on this din, he says, Ayyabazbers Yoshim Mechaimish, so you should only have to pay back a fifth of the loan. So Reb Chaim held, and we'll get into that, because it's not yours. If it would be yours in a Hanami, but it's not your money, so you got to pay it back. So that din of Ayyabazbers Yoshim Mechaimish is not Nemar. That's what they say from Reb Chaim on this din. But it's a bona fide mitzvah min haTorah, Poshup Shat, and the truth is, Tosis here, Dibramaska Amalilo Nichli, says that on Gedolim, the Yisomim that are Gedolim, they also have a chiyuv to pay back. So Rav Zhulti asks him, say, for the Mishyayiv, the Choshen Mishpat, he says, it says, Hin Shocha, but it's not the kids, it's the fathers. So Lamaisa, what he wants to say is, you have to make your fathers Hin said it. That's what he wants to tie. It's a din on the what the Solomon Gedolim that would have a chiyuv to pay back halacha l'maisa. Okay, and that's the taitch of the pasuk. That's what you have to say. So it's interesting that this whole concept of priest balchov mitzvah assumes the topic of shibudim, and the topic of shibudim you find in the Mishnah in Bava Basra and Kufay and Hamid Aleph, where the Mishnah has a din that a milval peh you collect from the chasim b'nei chayrin, milva b'shtar you collect from the chasim shubadim. Chasim shubadim are properties that were sold to the by the lova to the lokeach after the lova. So the Gemara on Kufay and Hayim Beis, how do you masber that din? So the Gemara says it depends. If you all shibudi d'yiraisa, then shibudi d'yiraisa means the nechasim that are owed to the Malva. It's a very powerful topic. So even a Milval Peh, you should be able to collect from the Chashim Shubadim. The only reason why we don't allow it, because of Pseidon de Lukuchos. The Lukuchos don't know there's a lien on the land, because there's no coal. A coal only emanates if there's a star. And then the Gemara goes the other way. If you own Shibudi de Rabbanan, it's a weak concept, so even a Milva B'Shtar should only be constricted to Nechasim B'nei Chorin, the Lova's property. Why do you extend it to Nechasim Shubadim? So the Gemara says, Kedesh Lo Tinol Delis B'Fnei Lovin. So that's the din in the Mishnah, and that's how the Gemara's Masbir. And there is this concept of Shibudi D'Rashi, Shibudi D'Rabban. It's interesting that there's a Gemara in Erkin, the Chav Beis and Mibbeis, the Gemara has there the din that you're not allowed to collect from Yisomim Ketanim a chov that their father had. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa was of the opinion that Priest Baal Chov is a mitzvah, and the Yisomim Akhtanim are allowed b'nei mitzvah nina, so you can't collect from them. And then Rav Huna Brev Yeshua said, Srora Atbisei. So the Srora Atbisei means Mistama, the father was paying back during his lifetime, so we can't collect again from the Yisomim. So the Ramban and the Ritz and the Rashi and Kiddusha and Dafi Gimel and Yugimel and Mabe say that Machloikis and Erkin is dependent on whether you hold Shibudi the Rabban or Shibudi the Raisa. If you hold, like Rav Papa, Shibudi is the Rabbanan. So if you hold Shibudi the Rabbanan, then that's our topic here, and this is Rav Papa by us, Prius Balchov is a mitzvah. Shibudim are a weak concept. It's a Rabbanan concept. There's a Bezundara mitzvah, an external mitzvah to pay back. And therefore, Lamaisa, that there's some time rabbin mitzvah you can't collect. But Rav Huna Rav Yeshua holds it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Since it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you really should collect, unless it was the problem of Tzara, I have to say. That's an interesting beer that the Rishonim say. So if you say it like that, Rav Papa and our Gemara fits well. He holds an Erkin, the Pshat is Shibuta d'Rabbanan, and he holds that there's an external mitzvah called Prius Balchov mitzvah. So I wanted to introduce this topic of Shibudin, and then we'll have to relate it back to the Sugyan Pehemet Beis Mechirish Taris. So there basically are four different possibilities in the Rishonim how the mechanics of Shibudin work. Meaning when I lend money to a fellow, his property becomes, there's a lien on his property. I lend a guy $100,000, his property up to $100,000 becomes a lien to me. How does that work? So the Ritva in Meseches Kedushin says Beferish, the Ritva in Meseches Kedushin and Gimelay's Maskar Yechen has a lashon, and the Rav Zatzal mentioned this Ritva as well, that Shibudim work as a mixus kinyan. And therefore, since it works as a mixus kinyan, that means when I lent the money, I have a partial kinyan in that guy's property up to $100,000. So if you hold Shibuda d'Oraisa, there is such a concept of mixus kinyan. If you hold Shibuda d'Rabbanan, there is no such concept. It's either all or nothing, there's no mixus kinyan. So mid-Rabbanan, maybe they allow, but the mechanics are is that it works as a mixus kinyan. That's the way the Ritva has. If you look in Rashi there in Kiddushin, Adaf Yudimul and Mebez Damasco, Lav d'Oraisa, Rashi has a lashon of that the nechassim are arvin lay. It's Gemara's lashon that nechassim are considered like an arv. We know when you lend a guy money, you can get a cosigner. That if you can't pay back, there's a din of arif. So in the same vein, the property, if the guy doesn't have the cash, the property serves as an arif. So if he doesn't have cash on him, I can go to the property. So it serves as an arvis. So that's the way Rashi formulates the din of shibud, and then it's arvis. If you look in the Rashbam and Baba Basra, on Kufay and Hamid Beis, the Ramaska Shibudi D'Oraisa, he quotes the Pasuk, Lo Yotze Lecha Avut, which is referring to Metalklin, and says, Vua Din Lamakar Koi. So it's like a Din Chodesh, it's Exeris HaKosuv, the whole concept of Shibudim works on Exeris HaKosuv. It's not the Svara based on Mixus Kinyan, it's not a Svara based on Arvis, but it's a new Din based on Exeris HaKosuv, that the Rashbam teaches that the Pasuk of Yotze Lecha Avot Tzom HaMetalton Hu Adin L'Makar Koy. And then the last possibility is an amazing Kiddush of the Yad Ramah there in Babasra, Akufay and Handes. There is a Shtiru we mentioned before that Rav Papa B'Pashtus holds Shibudi D'Rabbanan. As he holds by us Prius Bachov Mitzvah, Shibudi D'Rabbanan, and paying back is really an external mitzvah. And that bears out with the Ritva, the Rashba, and the Gemara and Erekin, the Rav Papa holds Shibudi D'Rabbanan. The problem is, there's a Rav Papa in Gimel and Beis and Kedushin who says, Amil Va'al Pei, can you go with me to Yorshin? And the Gemara says, Shibudi D'Oraisa. So there you have Rav Papa holding Shibudi D'Oraisa, it's like a steer. So the Rashba there in Kedushin quotes the Raivin that says, the Rav Papa didn't say Shibudi D'Oraisa, the Gemara said it. Rav Papa personally holds Shibudi D'Rabbanan. It just comes out to the same din. If you hold Shibudi D'Rabbanan, why can you go to an Orishin? Kiddush L'Otino Delos B'tei Lovin. That's where a Papa personally held. Shibudi D'Rabbanan would get you to the same conclusion, the also can you go to an Orishin. So the Gemara was saying it, Rav Papa wasn't. That's the way the Rashba quotes the Rive in front for that theory. Tosfos asked the Kasha there on Yud Gimel and Beis, different Terutzim and Rishonim. But the Yad Ramah is an unbelievable Terutz. The Yad Ramah writes that the Pshat in Rav Papa and Erkin is not correct. Rav Papa holds Shibudi D'Oraisa. But Shibudi D'Oraisa manifests itself in Prius Balchov Mitzvah. Not like the Rishonim, the standard Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba that say Prius Balchov is a mitzvah and Shibudi is Lav D'Oraisa. But the Yad Ramah says no, Shibudi D'Oraisa, and how does it manifest itself fulfilling a mitzvah? Memela sits Yisom and Tanin, Arktanin, Lav B'nei Mitzvah Ninu, Memela, you don't collect. So Lamaisa, they both basically hold, according to Yad Ramah, he's going to be have to be Masbir, a Rav Huna Rei Yeshua, but Rav Huna Rei Yeshua will hold Sura Atpase, but they both hold Shibudi D'Oraisa. Both Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rei Yeshua and Erkin hold Shibudi D'Oraisa. My choice is whether you're Chosh L'Tzara Atpase. Rav Huna Rei Yeshua is, and Rav Papa has a different reasoning based on La B'nai Mitzvah. He's not Chayshish. So, Lamaisa, you see that fourth possibility emerges that Shibuta D'Oraisa means the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, a possibility to pay back with cash. You have a possibility to pay back with your property. So that's what emerges, four different possibilities, how the mechanics of Shibudim work. Either, as we said, makes a skin like the Ritva, Rashi Arvis, or it's just a kusel like the Rashbam, or like the Yad Ramah, that the Hagdara of Shibudim is that it's considered to be a mitzvah, and that's how we learned up Rav Papa. Okay, so let's mention a few nafkaminis that come out of this, these different possibilities of how Shibudim works. One more sheet I want to just mention. Tosfos quotes a Rabbeinu Hananel in Kiddushin Yud Gimel and Beis. He's one of the Shushonim to answer that kasha of Rav Papa, that when the Rav Papa Shibudim derives on a milva ksuva b'tayra, like Nezikin, like Erkin, where the Torah has a chiv. But a self-imposed chiv, like Ahava, Eschaivus Midas, their Rav Papa never held the concept of Shibuta D'Oraisa. Okay, so what are some nafkaminis? It could be, and this is clear from the Gemara Pesachim Adaf Lamed, in the sugya of whether a malva collects l'mafreya like a buyer, mikan l'hova like rava. It's clear from the Gemara that if I lend $100,000 to the Lova, and say it's a parking lot in Manhattan, probably not $100,000, $1 million, right? But he cannot sell it to another man. It won't be chal. Meaning my ability to take it is in reality because the mechir is not chal. That's the pashas. The Lova can't be mocher, he can't be makdish. That's the pashas in the Gemara. The question is, what comes out l'maisel if he wanted to be mafkered, if he wanted to do yeish? Let's say the Lova wanted to be miyayish on the kark, or he wanted to be mafker the property. What'll be the din in that case? So, there's a machloikis between the nesivis and the tumim. The tumim says b'feirish that yeish in such a case won't be chal. He can't be miyayish from the parking lot. Why can't he be miyayish from the parking lot? Because he learns shot like the Ritva that shibudim are a kinyan. He has a mixus kinyan in the karka, the malva. What gives the right to lova to be miyayish and to be mafker? But the nesivis says not that way, and he says that the yeush would be chal halacha l'maisa, because there's a whole now with not getting involved in it. But according to the many, at least the Ramban and Bava Metzia, yeush only works on something that's not brishus. So it could be that it's not in his brishus, because it could be it's not in his rishus. Could be whatever, however you want to get involved and say about yeush. But he says that since the shibudim work is arvis, so memela, if they work as arvis, calls man the loy that has it. But once he's miyayish from it, it won't work halacha lemaisa. It won't work as an arif. So mela, according to the nesivis taka, the yeush will work because shibudim work because the property serves as an arif. But that's only when they're by the loy. If it's miyayish, they're not by the loy anymore. So why shouldn't it work? But if holds a mixes kinyan, the whole yeush won't get off the ground. So that would be one nafkamina that emerges in such a case, halacha lemaisa. Another nafkamina would be, the Imrebina writes in Pirachov Sain Hilchos Gvias Chov, interesting shaila, would Shibuta D'Oraisa work by a goy? If you lend money lemaisa to a goy, would you have a kinyan perhaps in the property? So, or would you be an arif? So if you hold the svaras of mitzvah skin and arif, why not? But if you hold it's based on like there's a kasuv, or it's based on a mitzvah, that's only between two yidim, not a yid and a goy. And this is a machloikis, the Rebina quotes, the Bris Avram holds that Shibuta does not work by a goy, and the Rebina himself argues. So maybe this is also totally on the shail of what the mechanics of Shibuta are all about. A third nafkamina would be, there is a principle the Gemara has in the end of Bava Basra called the Ikni. When I lent the money to the fellow, the property is meshubed to me, only the property that he has right now. What about any futuristic property he buys? Is that also meshubed to me? So the Gemara has a concept called the Ikni. It can be, lemaisa, if we write it in, and then it will what? If we write in the loan that I'm lending you the money, any futuristic property you buy, I also want to have a lien on. That works, the Gemara says. But does that work? Me not tear me the Rabbanan. So the Ksos has in Siman Kufyud Beis that it only works in the Rabbanan. Why? So the Tabas HaChosher of Shimer Zatzal says beautifully, says, if it works Midin Mixes Kinyan, it's a Dover Shalob Oli Oilam. That's why it only works Midin Rabbanan. However, the Tumim holds it works Minat Torah. So it could very well be that if your Shibudim is Exerzah Kossim, the Exerzah Kossim is any type of property that the fellow has, either now or in the future, will become what? Will become the Shubim. So Memela, that would be what? That would be another Exerzah Kossim. That would be another nafkamina. So we have three nafkamina so far. The cats of the Yehusha Hefker. Number two, does work by Goy. Number three is Ikne work min Rabbanan min Atayr. Fourth nafkamina would be very interesting. Fourth nafkamina would be, and I remember any of the fellows who are applying for the Kol Elyon should remember this, because I know a fellow, unfortunately, that didn't get this right and didn't get into the Kol Elyon. Rav Schefter asked him this question and it upset Rav Schefter. He didn't know the answer. What's the scope of Shibudim? In other words, what do we talk about? Does it only include karka, or does it apply to metalkalin as well? The Lova has cars. He has, whatever he has. Bats and balls. Is it Meshubit to that as well? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malva V'Loiva, the Feir Shapir Kedal Falachach Var Teira, that Shibudim only works on karka and not metalkalin. And the Rashba, in the Hashmatis and Kedushin, it's in the Hashmatis, argues and says that Shibudim apply to both karka and metalkalin. So Machloitz at a level derisa, what does Shibudim have its tentacles over? Machloitz on a level minatayr. So it could be, maybe, one could say that if you hold like the Rashba, that it applies to both, it's a mitzvah. Since there's a kosov, like the Rashbam said, within the Makarkoi. Well, why should it be Mechalik? But if you hold it's based on Kinyanim, or if you hold it's based on Arvis, Pashup Shad, if you hold it's definitely based on Arvis, Karka's here today, it's here tomorrow. Metalton are here today, maybe not gone tomorrow. So therefore, it would not supply that Arv that you're looking for. And also, it could be with Kinyanim, also, you need a Smichas Das, and a Karka's always going to be there. So you have the Smichas Das when you make Kinyanim. It works through the mechanics of Kinyanim. But it works through Arvis. It's today here, it's tomorrow not here, so maybe it would be lax. So that would be perhaps another nafkamina, a fourth nafkamina, as to how Shibudim, what Shibudim really work. Now, I want to add one more. There's a Shach has a phenomenal Kiddush in Siman Kuf Tet Vav, where he writes that, let's say a guy makes a promise, a chrayis, he wants to make a promise that whatever he sells will be under the Shibud. Like, for example, we've been talking about loans the whole time. I lend money to a fellow, so up to $100,000 is a lien on his property. So let's say also, it's not to the realm of, can you apply Shibudim outside the realm of loans? Let's say there's a promise that, you're going to give a guy a certain chefsa, a certain object. So are you going to say that Shibudim applies to that as well? So the Shach says no, because Eved Lo Lish Malvitz, limited only to loans, this concept of Shibudim. But Lamaisa, can a guy wake up one morning, mischive himself, and say, I owe you the money, it's not a loan? And then Shibudim will be, you have the concept of Shibudim that applies even to that as well? So Lamaisa, the Shach says it doesn't, because it's limited only to loans. So it could very well be that, you could take issue with that. It depends how you learn up the concept of Shibudim. If it's a Mixes Kinyan or if it's Arvis, Lamaisa might be different between whether it's a mitzvah or Xeris or Kosev, and maybe you don't have to be constricted to the what, to the din of what, to the din of Halvah. So those are the nafkaminis you have, different possibilities to learn up the din of what, Shibudim. So based on this now, let's take a look at the sugi here on Peheim base. The Gemara quotes Shmuel's din, Damer Shmuel, Hamoicha Shtar L'Chaveiro, the Chazro Machlo Machlo, Filo Yarish Machlo. I lent the guy money, I have a Shtar Chov, and now I sell the Shtar Chov. So I retain the right to be able to be Mocho the loan. That's what the Gemara says. So this is Mechirish Shtaris. So Mechirish Shtaris, the Gemara says that Shmuel says it works, but I retain the right to be mochel. Why do I retain the right to be mochel? Why should I retain the right to be mochel? So The Rambam Shita is the Feirish, and a law. It's a riff right here as well. The Rambam Shita in Perek Vav Halacha Bezichos Mechira in the riff right here claim that Mechira stars are only midrabanan. You can't sell your star, Minatayr. It's impossible. Either you learn like Tyson Baba Basra that it's not Pershusi. I don't have the property, right? I'm the mob. I'm selling it, okay? I'm selling it now. I don't have it. We know that Rabbi Yochanan says, Bom Tzid Dav Zayin has to be Shalom Pershusa to do a deal. It's not mine. It's not Pershusa. That's what Tyson says in Baba Basra. The Muki Yosef says in Baba Basra, it's not mine. Because we pass like Rava, it's Mikan Lahaba. So it's not mine. So how can I sell it? So you could say it in one of two ways. We're going to say it perhaps a third way. But the Ram and the Riff are convinced that Mechir Shtaris are only Midrabanan, therefore it's a weak sale, therefore I really retain bilus on it, and therefore I can be Mokulin. The guy who bought it, thought he'd have the ability to collect. Okay, he'll get his money back in cash, but fact is it's a weak sale, therefore I retain the rights to be Mokulin. That's how the Ram and the Riff learn up the shot. Okay. However, the Rosh, right here in Simon Yud, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ron says in the Mandalabez Vidape Riv, they developed the following theory. It's not in Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisvis, it's quoted in the Rush and the Ron. That theory is as follows: that when I lend a man money, there's something called a Shibud Aguf, and there's something called a Shibud Nechasim. The Shibud Aguf is a personal relationship that he has towards me. Whether you want to say that that's the mitzvah, I don't think you necessarily. Shimon in the Shari Yosh says not necessarily have to say it's a mitzvah, but there's something called the Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Nechasim. When I sell the star, I'm only selling the Shibud Nechasim. I retain the Shibud Aguf. Therefore, when I'm Michael the loan, the Shibud Aguf goes up in smoke, and Memeila, the Shibud Nechasim, which is dragged after the Shibud Aguf, also goes up in smoke as well. And that's why I'm able to retain the rights to be Mochel, because in reality, I can sell a star. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Mechir Shtaris works Minat Torah. The only thing is that there's Shnei Shibudim. There's a Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Nechasim. I can sell the Shibud Nechasim, but I retain the Shibud Aguf. The Meila, I am what? I am Mochel the Shibud Nechasim. I'm Mochel the Shibud Aguf. Meila, the Shibud Nechasim goes up in smoke. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's Mechadish, this beautiful Kiddush called the Shibud Aguf. They both quoted B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, both the Rosh and the Ram. Like I said, it's not in the Tosis here. On the daf. So that's a second shot as to why Mechira Shtaris, the Mechila, actually works. Then the third shot is, and this is where Reb Chaim claims that there's a third shot. The Ksos says the same thing, that there's a third shot in Mechira Shtaris. The Ksos is in Simon Samach Vav, Sifkat, and Chav Vav, where he writes as follows. You are Medayik in Rashi here. Rashi says, Mochel, Dumrle Lovul Lokech, Lav Bar Dvarim Didiat. Those words mean Baba Kama Dafayin, and Manav, that means Arshaw. What's Arshaw? Arshaw is, I'm owed money, but I don't have time to collect it, so I send a Shliach to do it. The guy, Shliach, knocks on the door, he says, please pay him back. He closes the door in his face. He says, you're not my litigant. You whip out a power of attorney. Then he's got to what? He's got to open the door. So it could very well be that's what Mechir Shtaris really is. It's a embellished type of what Shlich is. I'm selling it to the fellow, the Lokeach, and he'll be the one that will collect. Now, when I'm Mocha, I'm Avatel the Shlich is. So Memela, if I'm Avatel the Shlich is, therefore, Lamaisa, he comes to collect the fellow, he can't collect because why? Rashi says, he'll say, La Baadvarim Didiyat. So it's like a third shot, Lamaisa. The Magen Mishnah claims that the Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Shibud Aguf, but the Ksos and Reb Chaim held that there's a third Mahalach in the Rishonim. Why Mechir Shtaris is good, but Mechila is because it's like a Bittul Shlichus. Right, just in general, if I ask you how would you sell a loan? Can sell a loan through Mechir Shtaris, can sell a loan through Kinyan Agav, right? You can sell it through Chalipin, you can sell it through Maimon Shloshtan. If you think about it, there are like five, six ways in general, a loan that is owed to you, how you can sell it. If you think about it throughout Choshen Mishpat. But Lamaisa, what emerges is three different ways how we learn out Mechir Shtaris and how it works. And the truth of the matter is how you could be Mokel. So it's interesting. I just want to mention If you learn like the Rambam, the Rift, and the Chirush Taurus is the Rabbanan, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Zayin and the Bay is very difficult because the Gemara says that you can Mekadosh a woman with the Shtar Chov Dacherim. Now, if Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan, how does the Kiddushin work Min HaTorah? That's what the Ramban asks on the Rif and the Rosh there in Kiddushin Mem Zayin and Bay. So he says the Gemara didn't mean the Kiddushin Min HaTorah, it meant L'chumra. Problem is, if you look at the safe of that price, it says Beferis making a kimfit. I'm in Shloshin. My Shloshin. The Gemara says Leisman the Pug. You give him off and getting is a kinin the Rabbanan. So kinin the Rabbanan is impacting on a level of the Araisa. The old Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan. So that's a big machloikis in Simon Chav Ches and Ibn Ezra between the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. If you're Mekadosh, a woman with Maim Shlosh, does it work Min HaTorah? So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it only works Min HaRabbanan, and Beis Yosef says it works Min HaTorah. That's the general question, can a kinyan the Rabbanan, or can the Rabbanans have impact on level derisis? Like if you eat matzah without Haseba, the Rosh says in the end of Pesachim, Arba Pesachim, you're not Yotzi Min HaTorah. Haseba is the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan have the ability to impact on a level of the Yeraisa. That's Ma'akev at a level of the Yeraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Brachis, if you say Kriya Shema at 3 o'clock in the morning, you should be Yotzi Min HaTorah, you're over the Din Rabbanan, Siag La'Aver, the Harkikon Menaver. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the whole thing implodes, you're not Yotzi Min HaTorah. So there's such a mahalo. So if you hold Mechir Shtar's the Rabbanan, you have to read that Gemara, what's going on in that Gemara. So maybe you get into that topic, that a Kinin the Rabbanan works Min HaTorah. Also, the Tosfos here on the bottom seems to imply that if the Lova does have property, it'll work Min HaTorah. That's what the Tosfos seems to imply here, the Ramaskal Moicher. That if the Lova would have property, it would work Min HaTorah. So that seems to be, you know, even though he doesn't say it out, Feirish, Lemaisa, even though he doesn't say it out, Feirish, you know, what the Rosh and the Ron say, that there's a Shubit Aguf, Shubit Nechasa, but Tosfos seems to imply if the guy has the chasm to work Min HaTorah, maybe that's the lumbus. I'm just saying Tosfos doesn't say it beferish. So what we could suggest another nafkeminin as to how shibudim work based on this topic of Mechirish Taurus. Meaning to say that if you hold like the Rif, that Mechirish Taurus is the Rabbanan, maybe one could say the following, that the whole deal, the whole concept of the Nechasim, everything Lemaisa, maybe the Rif holds like the Shita of the Yad Ramah, that fascinating Shita, that there's a Prius Balchov Mitzvah we had in our Gemara, Rav Papa, here on Pei Bava Manav, and it manifests itself either paying cash or collecting the land. And therefore, Prius Balchov Mitzvah, that's Shibuta D'Araisa. The whole thing is Shibuta D'Araisa. So it could very well be that since the whole thing is considered to be a mitzvah, that mitzvah you cannot transfer over. It's impossible to transfer over. That's a mitzvah that I have between the malva and the loiva. How dear can the malva sell that to someone? The only way it works is with the rabbanon. Maybe that's the hechreich of the Ram and the Rif we said earlier, because it's not Pershus or it's not Shalom. Maybe we could say another svara. That svara being that the mechanics of Shibudim is like the Adamant's a mitzvah. I'm not saying that the Rif has to hold the Shibud Aguf. That was a bit of Tom Schiddish. But he holds Shibudim. Shibudim the Araisa. But Shibudim is a mitzvah. And that's a mitzvah between the Malva and Leiva. You can't be maver that to someone else. The only way it would work is Midr Rabbanan. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that in fact Mechirish Taurus works Min HaTorah, the whole word is Shibudim is that the Malva has a mixus kinyan in the property. If he has a mixus kinyan in the property, then why shouldn't he be able to sell it? He has a mixus kinyan in the property. So if he has a mixus kinyan in the property, why should he not be able to sell it? And it works Min HaTorah. Granted, he retains the reins of the Shibud Aguf. But the Shibud Nechasim, he has a mixus kinyan, let him sell it. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Mechira Shlema, and therefore, I retain the rights because he holds the Shibud Aguf. So maybe we could add a fifth nafkamina, that the topic of what? Of Mechira Shtaris and Peheim and Beis is very much connected with this topic on Pevavim and Aleph of Rav Papa, that Prius Balchov is considered to be actually what? Actually a mitzvah. But this is a fascinating topic, the Shibudim, and that's what comes out, Lamaisa Ladina, regarding this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah, yes. Where Bane Pine says that the fear depends whether she would Karkalis or not. Like in the Masarsa Shaf reference, wherever it was, that it tells us that Bane Pine says that the fear depends if she would Karkalis.
If there's Karka, then it'll work.
Right, then it'll be the Arisa.
Right. Then it'll be the Arisa, but then you got to say why. So Mistomet's based on Bane Pine, because she would have given Shibin Akasa. But Tais doesn't say that. The Russian Iran say that Shibin Akasa.
There's Tosos where he talks about, in the Hamdi, where he talks about. Like the alone doing it, will the Karka work, will it work part of Karka or not? He says it doesn't against Rashi. So that also says that the problem is that just Mitzvah didn't work because the alone's not.